for calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Yes, Shamaya. It's actually wonderful to hear a real voice. Shamaya, I just noticed a pending charge on my credit card of $69.97. And the only thing I ordered, I received from Hype Gadgets, not Smart Gadgets. And I'm wondering if I give you the order number, if you could tell me what this is all about.
Well, I don't need the order number, but if you can provide me with your zip code.
28152.
Okay. Your first and last name
is Lester Johnston.
Alrighty, and may I have your shipping address?
The address?
Yes.
813 Surrey Drive, Shelby, North Carolina.
Okay, so I'm showing here that you have our Hype Watch as well as our Hype Pod. So these both are luxury items. They're great for people on the go. So the watch is used to track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps.
Yes, I know and that. I got original charge of $7.92 on that, and then another charge of $17-something for the earbuds and so on, which when I ordered, I didn't think – when I ordered the watch, I didn't think I was going to get those, but okay, I got them. But now I'm getting this charge of $69.97. Because I called about 2 weeks ago and made an inquiry. In fact, the number I called was 855-696-9088 about the same order. And I said, I want to make certain that this is a non-recurring charge, that there are no more charges forthcoming. But now I see the $69.97, and I need to know what that is, please.
So the $69.97 is the original price for the belt. It was a free 14-day trial to try out the product where you only pay for shipping and handling. If you don't give us a call back within the 14-day window to get it canceled, you'll be billed the original price for the product. And those that is the original price for the product. I am taking a look over your account here, and I'm not showing that you called in to get the product canceled. So that's why you're billed that amount, because it's the original price for the product.
Okay, I called in to find out if there is an additional charge. I was told no, so therefore I didn't cancel. That's why you don't see a cancellation. And as I said,
I'm showing here that I see here that you call on March the 9th. You called in to get information on the product. They offered you 30-day extension trial. You accepted that trial. You said the product was too high. They offered you a 35% discount. You declined. They offered you a 50% discount, and you accepted it.
And the $69.97, is that the last thing I'm going to see?
Yes, so it's a one-time payment. This is not something that you'll get paid for every month. This is just a one-time payment.
That's it. There's nothing more at all.
Yes, just a one-time payment.
Okay, so this watch that I'm wearing is going to cost about $76, and that's all.
That's correct.
Okay. Shamaya?
I'm still
thank
here.
You. If I'd have been advised this $69.97 when I originally called in, I would have canceled the order, but I was not. So, I guess we're at a stalemate. So,
I'm going to issue a complaint.
And would there be anything else I can assist you with, sir?
I can't hear you, ma'am. There's noise in here.
Would there be anything else I can assist you with?
No, there's no way I can get a further reduction or a cancellation, is there?
Well, I can get it canceled for you, but it is just a one-time payment. So, again, you won't be charged or billed anything else.
I would sooner get it refunded and an RMA number so I can return the product. I can return the watch.
Wait, what was that, sir?
I would sooner get an RMA, return merchandise authorization, or whatever we want to call it, RA, return authorization, cancel the $69.97, and I will return the watch.
So, unfortunately, our company does not have a return policy due to health and safety standards, so the company cannot accept this product back.
They told you there are no recurring charges. It's fraud.
This is not fraud. It was a 14-day trial. I can provide you with the website, and it'll tell you the 14-day trial. If you don't give us a call back, you'll be billed the original price for the product, shipping and handling. It'll have all that information there.
14 days from what?
14 days from the day that you placed the order.
We didn't receive the product until virtually 14 days after.
Well, it starts the day that you place the order, which is March the 6th.
Whoa. It comes in the mail. We weren't here. Our neighbors pick up the mail. We don't see it until sometime after. And therefore, we have to rely on your mailing date, which, as things are going right now with the pandemic and everything, quite frankly, isn't reliable as anything. So the 14 days to me is BS because we probably didn't receive it until after that. I looked at it, and then I looked at the charges, and then I called, and they said there were no more charges. And now I'm told it's a $69.97 is the balance charge on top of the $7.92. I'm not really arguing the value of the product. I think it's a halfway decent product. But I object to the fact that I was told it was nothing forthcoming, and now I see a pending charge. What can I do about that?
What can you do about what, sir?
The pending charge, the $69.97. Do we call the bank? We tell them it's fraud, and I want to return the product. We weren't adequately notified on this, and the product received wasn't sent and registered or certified. It just came and sat in the mailbox. Our neighbors picked it up, and I got home from a trip, and they gave it to us. 14 days is BS from the time you send it out.
I'll go ahead and refund you the $69.97. It'll be back to your card in 3 to 5 business days, to your MasterCard ending in 4212, expiration date 0622. Would there be anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Do I need to return this watch? If I do, I need a...
No, sir.
Okay, ma'am. Shania, I really appreciate it. I know it's not your fault.
Are we
refunding the $69.97, Lori.
This is a crock of shit because you called.
Yes, I know it. I know it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.
What's your name?
Thank you. Shemaya. In about 5 days, you're going to get the credit for that.
Can you release the line for me, sir?
I'm sorry?
Can you release the line for me?
Thank you.